And it's amazing that there's so many doctors today that ignore it.
Yeah, well.
You know?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Man, I am so lucky to do this every day and call it a job. I have a really, really great show today. I'm going to talk to three amazing human beings. First, we're going to be joined by somebody who I consider my friend, and that's Dr. Mark Gordon, and he is bringing Andrew Marr with him. And we're going to talk about veterans, regaining your life after traumatic brain injury. This is a real problem. And it's not new. Vets have been suffering TBI for hundreds of years. I mean, they used to just call it shell shock back then. But hey, you know what? It's about time we address it, right? And then we're going to be joined after that at the top of the new hour by Dr. Karen Becker talking about pets living well. Is it any wonder that man's best friend, what do you do with your best friend? You give him something. We're giving our pets chronic diseases, the same chronic diseases that we're developing. And everybody's just keeping their eyes closed and paying these stupid vet bills for insulin for their dog. I mean, are you serious? Come on. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But anyway, without further delay, my first two guests, Dr. Mark Gordon and Andrew Marr. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing very well, and yes, we are friends.
Yes, yes. Mark is Mark allowed me to borrow his brain early on in the show and steal from him concepts that were beyond my knowledge, like interventional endocrinology, and really improved my knowledge of the perplexity and complexity of hormones many, many years ago when he was the keynote speaker at most anti-aging events. But now he's doing something a lot more exciting. You know, if you've listened to my show for any length of time, that he's been working on traumatic brain injury. But instead of just investigating it like this anomaly, he's actually helping people regain their lives. We've had guests on this show from both the NFL and the military talk about how they regain their lives. So if you know somebody who has a TBI, I don't care how they got it, you need to listen to this show because they do not have to lead perilous lives. They don't. Anyway, Mark. Okay.
Anyway.
And Andrew, tell me about Andrew. I don't think I've ever met Andrew.
Well, you want me to tell you about it, or
no,
you
let,
want Andrew
let
to
Andrew,
tell you?
Andrew, tell me about it.
Great idea.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Carl, thank you for that amazing intro, and Mark, as always, great addition that you add in commentary. A little bit about me. I was a Green Beret for just under a decade. One of my specialties, Carl, was explosives. That had me in and around explosives when we were deployed on a daily basis. We didn't know that that could be detrimental to your health because we thought traumatic brain injury was something that you would have to be knocked out unconscious, suffering a massive head wound, and, you know, that was a traumatic brain injury. We've now learned that that's not the case, that you don't have to be knocked unconscious, as a matter of fact, for that to take place, and kind of has a compounding effect when you're exposed to things like that over a daily basis, and you can make that correlation to football or to sports or other combat arenas, and the same thing applies. And that's exactly what applied to me. So being in that environment, one day I went from being a high performer, like I said, a Green Beret, Special Forces Green Beret, capable of making life and death decisions and life and death situations, to after my last deployment, woke up on 13 medications. My life was spiraling out of control. I couldn't remember how to drive home. Had blurry vision that went to double vision that kept me from being able to walk in a straight line, and migraine headaches, and unable to remember basic vocabulary. Just life was out of control. I was alcoholic and got to a point where my wife was 9 months pregnant and with our fifth child, and she had to ask me, Carl, if I could just keep my drinking down a little bit so she didn't have to drive herself to the hospital in case she went to labor. And that was kind of the lightning bolt that struck that said, you know what, what we've been sold through the military medical model through Western medicine is not working. Matter of fact, it's made my life dramatically worse. And that set us out on a course to start looking for answers. Some would call it, non-standard or unconventional answers, but that road led us to Dr. Gordon, and like you said, through people with the NFL, through the military, through his protocols, I was able to experience a profound coming back to life again. And now, over 2 years later, after being treated, I'm off all of those medications and performing as good, if not better, than my pre-injury status. And the message of the day, Carl, is that's not special or exclusive to me. We've been able to replicate that almost 1,500 times now, documented times, through Dr. Gordon's and Millennium Health Centers.
It's amazing. I remember when, Mark, when you first started doing this and talking about this, I mean, you went off,
right.
You went off from a very, very lucrative area of medicine. You were in demand, and you broke off, and you truly had a call. I think you found your calling. You could actually have an impact in saving lots of lives because of this unturned stone, this unwillingness to acknowledge that these poor guys were coming home and this was fixable. And I really think that was your calling, because I feel like I've known you for a long time, and you've never been this enthusiastic about the science that you talk about.
Well, when you consider the high number of suicides that are happening in this population, this unique and very special population of human beings, and the fact that on traditional medication, they're still having a high occurrence of suicide, and that's what got me, so to speak, depressed. So that was some of the impetus behind why I went very deep into the science that deals with, you know, what happens to the chemistry of the brain when you have any form of trauma. And what happened was you get inflammation, and that inflammation inhibits or decreases the ability of the chemical processes in the brain and the neurons and the cells, and that causes the deficiency of hormones, neurosteroids in the brain that regulate us. And that's another issue that is very difficult for traditional medicine to appreciate, even though there are millions of articles already published on the topic of hormones and how they influence our personalities. 5,800 articles on a simple product called pregnenolone that comes, they call it the mother of all hormones, that comes off of cholesterol, that is the precursor to all the important brain hormones. And DHEA, simple things that have influence from 1952, talking about the benefits of this DHEA, over-the-counter natural product that is associated with increase in growth hormone, increase in myelin, the coating of nerves, and decrease in depression. In fact, articles are coming out in the past 5 to 7 years talking about DHEA as monotherapy for depression. But the problem is, it's, you know, $35 for a 6-month supply. No right. One makes a lot of money on it.
You know, we've been saying this exact summary to a variety of different situations where modern medicine has turned their backs on things that could actually help people because they were not patentable and they were not able to recover billions of dollars on their efforts. And this stuff just goes, and this is really possibly one of the most sinister things that medicine has done. Aside from the introduction, and I talk about the pharmaceutical agenda here when I say this, medical orthodoxy. Aside from the fact, that they put again on upon people drugs that have effects that quite often outweigh the damage done by the primary disease that they're treating with these drugs. But at the same time, they steal away any opportunities to treat people with things that could actually help them without harming them. They block the path of those things. They downplay
Correct.
Them. It's terrible. You know what? We're sitting here arguing about healthcare today, and no one's asking the right question. Why are so many people getting sick? No one cares about them. But that's another story. Here's something I want to throw at Andrew for a second. I'm involved in a project that's given me an opportunity to understand how the government buys food products for the military. I'm involved in a project where we're about to send some product off to Natick for evaluation for the incorporation of this product into the military supplied food chain, not the PX, but actually, you know, from the military. And what I have learned is the amount of sugar, simple sugar, in military food, the low quality of military food. Now, you guys, Green Berets, the Special Forces, you probably had access to some better stuff because they give you guys better stuff, or you buying your own creatine and stuff like that. But the average grunt out there is eating what is tantamount to school lunch food and then ask to be a warrior. What the hell is what? Don't they realize all that sugar just increases inflammation? If you get your bell rung and all you're doing is eating sugar, the damage is going to be so much worse. We learned this from Dana White and the MMA guys over there.
They're setting up a ticking time bomb. You're absolutely right, Carl, with the food products that they're providing. And it's, you know, you're talking about pound cakes and things just has a massive amount of preservative and are just infused with all kinds of sugar that sets you up for what we call the non-neuropermissive environment. So it is an absolute detriment to our health. And we want guys to be making clear, concise decisions, to be absolutely alert and focused. We're feeding them things that have been absolutely proven to do otherwise. As far as the realm of logical and common sense thinking, I think it's proven to be on the opposite side of that spectrum.
What do you think about that, Mark? The fact that the nutrition that they provide these warriors, right? These are athletes whose job it is to kill and stay alive. So let's be honest. This is the highest level of physical fitness and performance. You're trying to stay alive and you're trying to kill somebody else. What would you say to a government that feeds them crap and says, go out now and fight?
Well, you know, it's across the board, not just in the military. It's in schools, as you were talking about, or restaurants, or, you know, the availability of high fructose containing products that, thank God, are starting to be less on the marketplace. But I agree, you have to have a nutritional protocol or program that enhances one's ability. You don't want to detract from it by giving high sugar that leads to high insulin that causes a drop off in blood sugar, or the high carbohydrate load that causes inflammation in the brain by increasing reactive oxygen species,
right,
or free radicals.
Right.
I agree with that, but you have to, you know, address each group very uniquely. Your high performers, you need to make sure that they're physical. They're receiving the right balance of, you know, branched chain amino acids,
right,
and the right CoQ10 and PQQ and creatine and all the things, ribose, D-ribose, that helps with muscle metabolism and recovery.
I agree.
And also making sure that their hormone levels are appropriate. We've talked about testosterone in the past, and everybody thinks, you know, testosterone is a sex hormone or a reproductive hormone. Well, what we've been seeing in the literature, how important testosterone is on quality of mind, of brain functioning.
Right.
You know, when we're young and we have a high level of testosterone, we're bulletproof. And as we get older, or we've had traumas that have reduced our body's ability to produce it, we start getting timid. We become fearful.
Right.
We become startled. Prone. So you don't want people out in the field, in a theater of war, who are protecting us, to have any kind of diminished capacity. But that's what's happening from nutrition and also hormonal deficiency.
So we're going to take a break, and I want to kind of just make a segue for a second into that break, because we're going to talk about what you guys are doing and how it's working in just a second. But you, since you said testosterone, I think of fibroblast activation factor. Every cell has a FAF receptor. And it's a very, very important receptor in the brain, because through the immediate aromatization of testosterone into estradiol, the brain tries to protect itself. In the case of like blunt force trauma, the FAF activated by estradiol can actually momentarily, acutely suppress dramatic amounts of inflammation in an effect to protect the brain from collateral damage. So if you got guys out there their testosterone's already dropping because they've been in theater long enough where anxiety,
sleeplessness, all the things that we know cause metabolic disorders, they're suffering from, and then they're asked to go out there and get their bell rung time and time again. You're actually compounding that with the diet. You're actually setting up the perfect storm for traumatic brain injury. And we need to, I want to address this when we come back. I want to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a
settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. Ladies,
welcome back,
gentlemen.
It's the one and only. It's the one and only D-O-double-G, Carl Lenore. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Mark Gordon and Andrew Marr about traumatic brain injury in our veterans who are coming home. Quite frankly, because there are so many variables in traumatic brain injury, and really we see different degrees of TBI, it becomes even harder to help some of these individuals. And we were talking before the break about the protective effects of some of these hormones. And these hormones, Mark, are what you use to get people's lives back in order, right?
Correct. About 80% of our treatment protocol are, in fact, natural products that address inflammation, which causes the hormonal deficiency, and then 20% of what we do are hormonal-related. And I will interject what you were saying before the break about estradiol. I just got finished giving a presentation last Friday, and one of the key issues was about cognition and memory and rewiring of the brain after trauma. And it turns out that estradiol is this incredible anti-inflammatory and neuropermissive kind of hormone that helps the brain rewire, how to reconnect. And estradiol cannot function if you've got inflammation in the brain. Or estradiol obviously can't function if you don't have enough.
Right. Right, if you're depleted from testosterone, if you're a guy and it's not converting to, you have no estradiol. You know, that's why Muhammad Ali developed Parkinsona pugilista, because at the time of when he fought Joe Frazier, he had already been identified as being severely hypothyroid. And for those of us who know, the thyroid and the HPT axis work together. And anybody who's hypothyroid, 99% of the time, and you correct me, Mark, 99% of the time, they're also hypogonadal. They're not producing enough testosterone. And he got his bell rung that night so many times, it changed his brain.
Yeah. All the hormones, I mean, in the project that I have with Alzheimer's disease, when you look at the literature, every single one of the hormones, from testosterone to progesterone to dihydrotestosterone to androstenedione to cortisol to everything in between, are protective of the brain in Alzheimer's disease by helping to diminish the inflammation. And in that presentation I gave last night, inflammation was the key. And there are articles coming out now saying, relative to Parkinson's disease, that it's inflammatory. And then articles on Alzheimer's disease. In fact, the NFL published an article. It was in the LA Times, their research, where they found that if you were a football player, professional football, NFL, and had your bell rung one significant time, you were 19 times more at risk than the general population in developing Alzheimer's disease between 39 and 50 years of age.
Let's be honest. The general population is developing Alzheimer's disease at a scary rate. So if you're 19 times more likely, I got news for you. You're going to get Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't understand that. That car accident that they had, or the slip and fall, or going to an amusement park ride, or, you know, having your sister. I've got a couple of crazy cases where, you know, someone was swinging a bat, and when they brought the bat back, someone was standing too close and got hit in the middle of the forehead. They developed head trauma. They developed hormonal inflammation with hormonal deficiency.
So, you know, for those of you out there who think, well, I've never had my bell rung, you know what I learned from one of Mark's lectures back when he used to speak for the anti-aging associations? That if you had one of those high-energy x-rays, the one that goes 360 degrees around your head for your dental exam one day, that could have sent your hypothalamus into the results that happen in a TBI. Isn't that right, Mark?
Correct. It causes inflammation. And now we have 26 veterans with diabetes, type 2 diabetes,
which is due to, and it's in the literature, due to inflammation of the hypothalamus. We've reversed it by treating them with appropriate hormone replenishment and anti-inflammatory components.
Now for the veterans that are out there, Andrew, first of all, you guys are in California, right? So they have to get to California quite often, these guys and gals. And this is not an easy task for a lot of these individuals because they don't come home, you know, in high clover to begin with. And medical access, they're relegated to a system that's been identified as not providing good service, and that's the VA medical. Whether it doesn't matter where you stand, it's the truth. And so, you know, how do these guys and gals get to you guys out there in beautiful California?
Well, we've set up a system through our nonprofit 501c3 called Warrior Angels Foundation, where candidates could come to our site and read our information and figure out if this is something they wanted to pursue or not. And then through that process, we would screen applicants for eligibility, and then we would be able to link them up with Dr. Gordon through modern uses of technology. So in cases we could see people remotely if the laws,
in their state, if the laws in their state allow for telemedicine, Mark, they can Skype in after their initial visit.
Right. Well, Skype, but I can't legally dispense to them, and that's why it's very important when we do our intake, we get their personal physician's information so we can link up with them so they can participate in the care at the same time learning.
Interesting.
We've only trained about 300. April 27th, Andrew and I will be in Orlando training another group of physicians in how to understand and utilize our treatment protocols for traumatic brain injury. And, you know, we're trying to expand this network so that every state we can have 3, 4, 5 doctors who are certified by us, which takes about 6 months to a year, and then can go out and accept patients with the patient's understanding. They understand what needs to be done. It's not antidepressants.
So let me get this straight. That means that in other words, they have to be trained by you in order to be able to treat one of these individuals. So that's when you're doing these things around the country. Okay, that's amazing. That's fantastic. That's a game changer. I did not know that, and we have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to pick up right there. What's the website? Where should people go?
www.tbimedlegal.com. And from that site, you can get access to Warrior Angel Foundation, or you can go to Warrior Angel Foundation, which is www.waftbi.org.
Yeah, WAF, like Foundation, TBI.org.
Warrior Angel Foundation, TBI.org.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Hey, hey, you guys aren't allowed to talk to each other when I'm not in the conversation. What's going on?
Okay.
What is it? Oh, I feel like I'm in school. I feel like I'm back in school now. Wait a minute. So you guys are talking about me?
Don't tell Carl.
Yeah, I know. What's this? What is this? I knew you guys would be talking off the air. That's cool. I like that my guests can talk off the air. It adds a dimension because they'll start talking about something and then they'll bring it right back into the conversation on the air and it goes really well. So anyway.
Okay.
But it is true that you can suffer a traumatic brain injury for a variety of reasons. And because of the vast difference in the signature of TBI, it takes skill to identify it. You train doctors not only to do what you do, but to be an extension of your facility. So as these men and women come into the funnel, so to speak, they are then funneled downstream to doctors in their area, so they don't have to worry about getting to California.
Correct.
So
that's the goal.
How do doctors reach out to you, doctors that are listening right now that want to add this to their wheelhouse of expertise? First of all, where do they reach out and how?
Yeah, they go to our website, and the website has training programs that we have. What we do is, because of the support we're getting from Age Management Medical Group, AMMG, which is agemed.org, AGEMED.ORG, they give us a room, they give us, you know, all the equipment and everything, and physicians who want to participate, they go to agemed.org and sign in. I think it's like $295 for the introductory class. And in the introductory class, it's 8 hours long. I go through the book, which we published 2 years ago, TBI, A Clinical Approach to Diagnosis and Treatment, which is really a workbook. It helps take the docs from
A to B to C to D down the entire thought process that's taken me, you know, 25 years to put together, and then in the last 13 years or 12 years to write the book, or to put the information together to write the book, which took 4 years. But that's it. We need docs. We need a lot of doctors. We need aggressive doctors who are trained in anti-aging medicine, endocrinology, internal medicine, who are willing to expand the limits of our original training and start looking at the real science. All the information I'm reading, it's just blowing my mind, because these articles weren't exposed to us in training.
Right.
Or after the fact.
Right. Is the lack of doctors hurting the throughput and placement of
Yes.
men and women?
Yes, absolutely. We have a backlog of veterans. We have a backlog of civilians that, you know, are living despicable lives. I shouldn't say despicable, horrible lives. Quality is very, very poor. And I know it because when they come into the program, into our protocol, as Andrew said, 1,500 people, you see them, they're happy, they're back working, they've reestablished their relationships with their estranged wife and kids, and they're having a great time. People go to our website, they can read the testimonials of people who have had horrible accidents or out in the theater of war who have had injuries similar to what Andrew himself had experienced, and even worse, and they're back in school. They failed school 4 times, and the 5th time after being on our protocol for 3 months, they're back in school and they get awards.
We're talking about a paradigm shift here, where people have been told by the medical establishment that life is essentially over, and this is the new you. And what Mark is saying, through the scientific evidence and through his clinical application, it's just not the case. It's a paradigm shift. We're changing it from something that's predicated on sickness and changing it to wellness.
And excuse me, I had a cough. So, Mark, the logical thing for me to ask you right now is, why haven't you gone to CBS or NBC or even a documentary producer and followed this along? This is impactful. You know, 60 Minutes should be doing a show on you guys.
Andrew, you want to answer?
Well, we've already done a little bit of preliminary. We've been on Fox News a number of times, been on with Montel. So it's just a matter of time, Carl, and it's like anything else. When you present something that's new and different, no matter how you can back it up with evidence or proof, it's met with resistance.
Yeah,
that's
I
think, the psychology of us as humans. So we'll continue to be on this journey. And we have documentaries coming. We have books coming. People are interested in movie rights. So the information will continue to come out there because we've dedicated our lives to changing this.
Isn't it interesting? You know, I happen to know for a fact that the government does scan the brain of incoming military personnel, but they don't do an exit scan to compare if anything has changed. Is that still the case today, Mark?
I don't know. You know, there was a program where in and out you were supposed to get assessed, not necessarily with a scan that I know of.
Okay, I'm speaking as a layman.
A medical assessment, and that's what's failed, as Andrew can attest to, is that on the exit, the exams are so nothing. There's nothing there. How are you feeling? I'm feeling bad. Okay, take the antidepressant. You're discharged.
Yeah, well, what we're working hard towards now, what we've talked to numerous government agencies at their request, Carl, is, hey, we can screen these guys at the beginning with a lab analysis, and we can do it routinely every 6 months or after deployment, and absolutely on exiting, and we can identify these problems and maybe even identify them before they even become a problem, and therefore strengthen the people that are on the front lines. And it's very simple. We can do it with a lab analysis and use, like Mark said, natural products that inhibit that inflammation from spreading and stop the problem from ever occurring.
Yeah, it's really shocking to me. It's almost like I just don't get it. You know what the sad part is? We have become a society that we want to turn our nose up on what the military does to protect us and allow us to live the lives we live. We don't want to know. We don't want to know the dirty truth. You know, it's like that old Steve McQueen movie, Tom Horn. You know, once Tom Horn outlived his usefulness as an outrider and an Indian fighter, they got rid of him too. And so we've done this to our military since the beginning of time. The individuals that we should be working the hardest to help are the ones that put their lives at risk so that we can have backyards and front lawns to mow and do the things we want to do. But when they come home sick, we just turn around. We don't want to look at them because we know that if we're looking at them, we have to do something about it. So it's just easier not to acknowledge their pain and their peril. And so they go into this vacuum, which is the VA system. They don't even go to the same. You can't even sit next to one of these guys in the hospital and go, holy crap, that's horrible. I can't believe they do that to you guys. No, they sequestered them over at the VA where all the vets, they can't get their word out. They can't, no one sees what's actually going on there. And this is tragic to me. This really is. I want to talk about a way that maybe my audience can help too. I also happen to know that a product that Mark, that you developed many years ago, and it was probably the only clinically trialed, sublingual GH booster, which is now, I want to say, called Dinotropin, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's do this. Wait. Let's take a break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, I want you to tell my audience about this, because there is a way for those of you who are listening who are riled up about this. You can actually do something for yourself and something for the vets that need this service desperately at the same time. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with Stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs. products, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Attention, boy. For anything.
Welcome back.
I know it.
Welcome back. Okay, you guys have to stop talking now. Class is back in session. Okay.
Okay.
No passing. Yes, and no passing notes.
We're
either.
Back on.
No passing notes. We're talking with Dr. Mark Gordon and Andrew Marr. We're talking about this fantastic organization that has come together to actually give veterans who suffered TBI while being deployed their lives back. And this is not just about the veterans. It's about their families. It's about their communities. It's about, because remember, the kind of people that go into the military, chances are they're very, very involved in their community even before they enlist. They are all about helping people and doing things that serves others as much as it serves them. So they probably have an intricate network of people who depend on them back home, and they get back home, and all of a sudden it's like, what happened to Joe? I don't know. He just doesn't come out anymore. It's like, that's horrible. That's horrible, and that has an impact that goes so much further than the individual that we're talking about that needs help, but more importantly, actually can get help. Not some drug that disengages them from life forever. Hey, Joe has no emotion now. Before he went into the military, he was a great guy. When he came out, he wasn't a great guy, but now he's not, he's nobody. He's not a personality anymore. He's just this numb guy. Like, they're actually allowing these individuals to resume their lives before this invisible injury happened. And if we turn our backs on that, we are just as derelict as the medical orthodoxy that just is not interested in these guys and gals, because they came from the military. Trust me, folks, I know what I'm talking about. We don't like to talk about that we have to get tough and violent sometimes. No, we just want to ignore that. We want to just be nice to everybody. But somebody has to be the barricade against the evil people. And that's our military. And they're the ones we should serve first. So, Mark, you have a product that I was actually one of the testers. Dr. Baird took my blood here, and that was a secretropin. It was clinically trialed sublingual spray that really does raise growth hormone. Now, it's not going to give you crazy 2 IU a day, 3 IU a day growth hormone levels, perhaps, that you're looking for if you're looking to exploit and take dangerous paths with growth hormone. But it is going to absolutely double your growth hormone, and some people tripled it. From the trial that we did, and it works, and it's here, and it's safe, and you've rebranded it so that it could be used to generate money for this program, right?
Well, yes. There's two reasons for it. One, secretropin. We have, an incredible network of physicians who have supported the product because they did the testing, as you were just referring to, where they found anywhere between a 20 to 650% increase in baseline levels of their IGF-1 and binding protein 3.
Now, wait. I got to say something, because I already know what my audience is thinking. Oh, 20 to 600. Come on. Are you joking? Let me explain something real quick. Mark, just let me. Well, if you have a compromised pituitary or hypothalamus, no secretagogue in the world is going to make it squirt
growth hormone. So this is just as effective as anything that you'd inject. So I just want to make sure that people understand that if your hypothalamus and pituitary are unsalvageable, nothing's going to save that. Except frank replacement. Okay.
In 89% of the patient population, we had a 20 to 650%. And I'll be honest and tell you that the 650 was in a physician who I met in Chicago who basically came up to me and said, I've had fantastic results with a 650% increase in my level. The first thing out of my mouth was bullshit. He hands me the laboratory results. His original lab was 37 on IGF-1, which should be, you know, someplace close to 200. And then his subsequent one was like 218. So it was a mathematical 650%,
right,
but it was only one person. But I will agree with you, the most we're seeing is 2 to 3 time increase in the production of growth hormone. So what happened is Secretropin has been in the medical hands for the past 10 years. It's giving us incredible amount of data, unbelievable amount of data, proving that it works repetitively, consistently. And then the need for a product to help make Warrior Angel Foundation and our relationship be self-sustaining, I started developing a group of products. The first one that came out is Dynatropin, which is the over-the-counter formulation of Secretropin. And it's available at, Andrew will tell you where you can get it. It's available at Andrew's site because we're trying to generate funds, start building our war chest. So in 2018, when we reopen all our activities, we'll have plenty of money in reserve to take care of more vets. And Andrew, you want to tell them where how they can get access to Dynatropin?
That site is waftbi.org. waftbi.org.
What is WAF? What is the acronym for? So people will be able to.
WAF is the acronym for Warrior Angels Foundation, and TBI is traumatic brain injury. So that's waftbi.org. When you go there, click on the tab that says Warrior Soul. That'll take you to our products page, and you can find it there. And just like Mark said, that's going to support what we're doing. But basically, Mark and myself said, hey, what are the products that we're already using? How can we formulate that under our own banner to support what we're doing? And that's exactly what Mark's been able to do with all the resources that he's put into play.
Very cool.
You know, we're very excited about it.
Yeah, so if you want to help out, and you want to help yourself too, because this will raise your endogenous growth hormone, if you want to help out and help yourself at the same time, go to WAF-like Foundation, TBI, like traumatic brain injury, .org, and get yourself some Dynatropin. And the money goes to fund so that more of these veterans who need the help can get the help while we're trying to scratch our head and figure out why they're not already getting the help from the military and from the government. So there you go. What else is new, Mark? Mark, so when is the next session? If there's a doctor listening and thinks, you know, I'd like to add this to my wheelhouse.
Yeah, April 27th at the Omni Spa and Resort in Orlando. Champion Gate is the Omni Resort at Champion Gate, because I think there's two in Orlando. This is Champion Gate. And it's on the 27th, starts at 8 a.m., and we finish about 5 o'clock at night. And there's a couple of small breaks and one lunch break in between. And it'll go through the entire book, which they can obtain the book, previous DVDs of the 3-day course, the full complete course, by going to back to TBI Med Legal, and they can click on the training program, and they can get information about how to purchase the book and so forth. And 20 to 30% of all my sales in what I do here in the office and with our products is donated at the end of the year to Warrior Angel Foundation, as we're doing for the past 2 years. So, you know, we're a great sponsor of our own technology. And, you know, I've been fortunate. Some of our patients have been very kind in donating a significant amount of money. And we're continuing to look for donors, but having new products like our new Clear Mind and Energy, which has now become a hit in our veterans population, expanding out in civilians. It's a natural product that is going up against things like the other energy drinks This doesn't have any caffeine added to it, and there's no
Mark,
crash.
Let me stop you there. That by far is the most, what I'm most excited about when you speak to other veterans, what they're most excited about. This energy concoction that Mark has come up with is like nothing else that I've ever experienced taking in. A level of clarity and no crash, and I experience this high levels of energy for like over 8 hours. Mark claims it lasts 12 hours in him, but it's been phenomenal. Clear mind and energy. You can.
So it's actually a nootropic then. It's actually a nootropic more than an energy blend, right?
No. I mean, the fact that you're calling it nootropic, we did not decide to put nootropic in there, but it does have nootropic because one of the components is green tea extract, the EGCG, which is a nootropic and neuroprotective in studies done on Alzheimer's. Remember, trauma to the brain increases the occurrence of all the stuff that we call Alzheimer's disease. So it's got nootropics, guarana, it's got things to stabilize brain function. It's all about increasing the brain's efficiency and stopping the inflammation. So yeah, it does have nootropic, and we'll probably add nootropic someplace down the line. One of the side effects we're seeing, people having weight loss from it. Because
that's what you got to say, and then everybody will buy it. Now,
No, that's why we're not writing it down. We're not putting it anywhere. I'm just sharing with you. That's a side effect, weight loss. My daughter, who's finishing up her residency in internal medicine in Pennsylvania, has for 18 months been on the product, never had a crash. She experiences 12 hours of benefit from it, 8 to 12 hours. Clear mind. Now she's sharing it with all her residents in her program. She became chief resident. Became chief resident. Now she's sharing it with her colleagues, and they're loving it.
So that's available on waftbi.org?
Yep. So the same channels there, you can get that. And we've also given that out to our special forces community without going more in detail than that. But it's the same response. Their feedback has been phenomenal.
Mark, send me a bottle and I'll use it one morning pre-workout, because I've actually come down off of caffeine. I got up to 1,000 milligrams a day and it wasn't even working any longer. So
wow.
And that, well, over the past few months, I've titrated the dose, and now I'm getting by with about 80 plus maybe another 60 in a cup of coffee. So under 200 milligrams a day.
You're already on the list to receive a six-pack.
Okay.
Each bottle lasts about 24 doses. Not that you have to take it every day. My daughter takes it about 3 to 4 times a week. I use it about 2 to 3 times a week. You know, I've got enough energy, but sometimes, like last night, I didn't sleep too well. So this morning I started off by taking it, and I've got clarity. It's like someone flipped on a switch, and instead of having that dullness, you know, it's very clear. And Andrew, I gave you a couple of bottles last time I saw you. What happened to the 3 bottles in 2 weeks?
Yeah, like I told Mark, I brought it home. My mother-in-law and wife finished 2 bottles by the time I finished 1.
That's funny.
So I was like, Mark, we're going to need a refill stat because it's already gone out to the public here.
I can't wait to try it. I'll talk it up on the air. Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be in on Thursday or Friday this week, and then the following week we'll start sending it out.
Yeah,
so sometime next week.
I can say with full confidence that this will be a huge product. And when you start to learn the science behind it and how it's actually benefiting the brain, there's no independent filler or, you know, no fillers or anything else that's been third-party tested. It's just a phenomenal product.
Good. Well, I'm excited.
Been in back.
Good.
It's been in testing for 3 years. We've had about 60 or 70 veterans on it, and they're asking, when is it going to be ready? When is it going to be ready? Now it's almost ready. It'll be in this week. But, you know, we've gone through some really extensive testing on it, and we chose people who were addicts to, you know, the little 5-hour bottle little red bottle can or the big rock and roll thing.
Right.
We took these people who were drinking 2, 3, 4 a day, and we gave it to them, and they said, geez, 1 teaspoon in the morning, swished around the mouth, that's it. It's a nanoliposomal, so it gets absorbed very rapidly. It takes me about 20 minutes to start feeling, I'll call it the buzz, but I don't personally like the buzz. I just like 20 to 30 minutes, I'm just clear as a bell.
I'm excited. Send me some. And I have to pull the plug on this interview because I have a guest waiting in the wings. It's always wonderful to be able to spend time with you, Mark. Usually you and I are passing each other at some event and you're running to go lecture, and but maybe next time we'll get to spend a little time together.
Absolutely. Breakfast.
Yes, breakfast is always the best. You're right. That breakfast is always the best.
Absolutely.
All right, listen, you guys.
As long as you come from your room and I come from mine.
There you go. Okay.
Zing.
All right, look. Good having you both on the show. And
Thank you.
And after I test the product, let's get you back on the air so we can talk about it, okay?
Super.
All right. Talk to you guys later. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about your pet. If you have a dog or a cat, you must hear this next interview. I promise you. Must hear.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat.
What the heck just happened? Welcome back. There's nothing worse in radio than dead air. And the only thing worse than that is firing off commercials when you're not supposed to. All right, welcome back. So if you have a pet, you've got to listen to this. And it's really very sad, quite frankly, because, you know, dogs, they say, are man's best friend and woman's best friend. And sure, what do you do with your best friend? You give your best friend the things that you have: chronic disease, diabetes, heart failure. We saw this years ago. I think it was at San Diego Zoo, where all the animals there were sick. The bear was dying of congested heart failure. And what did you find out? They're feeding these animals stuff out of a bag, kibble, dried food. And it's a big industry now, especially on the veterinarian side, because treating these animals, people love their dogs. They love their cats. They're like family members. And what are you going to do? Oh, no, just euthanize them. I'm done. No. You put your shoulder behind the wheel and you want to help the pet. And quite frankly, sometimes the thing that they have you doing is probably the worst thing that you could do. My next guest is a zealot about this. She's a veterinarian named Dr. Karen Becker. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks.
Welcome to the show. So I met you at the keto conference in Florida.
Sure did.
And yeah. I learned that you've been very active and very vocal in working to enlighten pet owners, because it's got to be more of a pull than a push, obviously, about the dangers and the truth about pet food. When did you, so tell my audience a little bit about you. When did you become a vet? You know, what motivated you? And then when did the switch go off in your brain that there's something wrong here?
Yeah, well, I became a licensed veterinarian in 1997, so my 20th year, it's hard to believe. I knew, Carl, I would be a veterinarian from the time I was a little girl. In fact, my earliest memories were saving worms. I started out saving worms, but I quickly moved on to branch out of my species expertise. I became a federally licensed wildlife rehabilitator in 1986, and then I got my permit to rehabilitate endangered species about 10 years later. I became licensed for exotic animal medicine, and then, of course, dogs and cats, but I have a passion for wildlife exotics as well as small mammals. So I've been passionate about animals my whole life. When the lights went off in terms of connecting the dots, well, first of all, I was raised in a really proactive home. My parents are 75, wildly healthy. They exercise every day. They, you know, they're keto. They check their ketones once a week, make sure that they're in the zone. They're just really healthy lifestyle from a very healthy family. So when I went to vet school, I was already, as a federally licensed wildlife rehabilitator, I already knew that the very best way to facilitate a functional healing response in wild animals is to make sure that you're nourishing them with a species-appropriate diet. So fresh living whole foods were already a huge part of how I had a really good success rate as a wildlife rehabilitator. But then I got to vet school, and actually my own dog was harmed by some of the kibble. I don't know if you know this, but veterinary schools, all veterinary schools, there are 31 in the U.S., they have agreements with pet food companies where they will give free pet food to veterinary students for a variety of reasons. But obviously they're trying to woo that relationship early on, so that veterinarians will graduate having free food during vet school and therefore hopefully sell that food coming out of vet school. So I took the free food, being a starving veterinary student. I took the free food, but it made my dog very, 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 very life-threateningly sick. So I came out knowing in my heart that I would never be feeding those, quote, prescription diets that I was told that I should graduate and be selling in my hospital. I set up the very first proactive veterinary hospital in Chicago in 1999, and I have been wildly busy ever since. Now, my approach, Carl, is a little bit different. I'm a proactive veterinarian, so there are two ways to view medicine: reactively, which is wait for your patients to get sick and then use drugs to treat them, or my approach, which is partner with pet owners to prevent dogs and cats from ever getting sick.
Right.
And that's an entirely different approach than conventional medicine. So I practice different, I think different, I feed different. And that's something that has been in me all along, but of course I've made it a profession the last 20 years in terms of partnering with pet owners to intentionally create health, which is an entirely different kind of mindset than regular veterinarians that basically say, well, you know, your pet's going to get sick 6 to 8 times. You know, they're going to have allergies, a little itching, maybe some vomiting, diarrhea, and those are all quote-unquote normal. They're not normal. It's not normal for your dog or cat's body to break if you're doing your job and if you're nourishing them correctly. So I've made it kind of my mission in life to help enlighten pet parents to be able to make those decisions.
Who in the audience is listening to this? Raise your hand. Who in the audience is listening to this right now and going, oh, it's just like the whole problem being human today.
You got
it. The food chain is inappropriate. The chemicals are destroying us. We just assume. If you put 10 people in a room today, say, hey, how many here think you'll develop a disease someday? They all raise their hand. Everybody thinks disease is part of being human. It's not. And it's not part of being a pet either. It's not part of being a dog or a cat.
Well, and I think what's most appalling, Carl, is that veterinarians are the only group of health and wellness professionals that actually advocate that you should be feeding a dead, inorganic, overprocessed, commercially available processed food from the day your puppy and kitten, you know, is weaned at 6 weeks of age until the day they die. The veterinary profession is the only group of professionals that says never feed any fresh living whole foods. Keep in mind, every other nutritionist in the world is telling us to eat from the perimeter of the supermarket, try and reduce your chemical load, try and include more fresh living whole foods. Not veterinarians. Veterinarians are saying fresh foods could be dangerous. Never feed any living foods to your pets. Never feed any table scraps, right? So some of those statements, like table scraps, if you are eating the average American, you know, the standard American diet, the SAD diet, of course you should not be feeding your dogs pizza crust, crackers, pasta, and, you know, toast. But dogs and cats have a living food requirement. You have to remember the pet food industry only came about 100 years ago, Carl. So prior
tell
to
the
100
tell,
years
wait,
ago.
Wait, tell the story why. It's very interesting. I learned this on a documentary that you participate in called Pet Food. Explained about the war and the introduction of dry pet food.
Yeah. So the dry pet food industry is very, very new. So literally within the last 100 years is when quote-unquote pet food came about. So actually before the war, what we have to talk about is the fact that before 100 years ago, there were no commercially available dog and cat foods. You didn't go to your supermarket and buy a little brown crunchy ball. As farmers, we threw our dogs and our cats hunted barn mice because they lived in barns, and we let them into our house on cold evenings. But kitties were very self-sufficient at finding food. They eat whole litters of baby bunnies. They would hunt field mice. They would catch birds. Dogs would also scavenge. They would eat, you know, dead animals, rock sticks, grass, poo. If they came across an injured bunny, the dogs would eat that. The dogs would also hook up with Farmer Brown because Farmer Brown loved him. And Mrs. Brown would throw table scraps. When they were butchering cows around the farm, the dogs cashed in on those pieces and parts. It was a very diversified lifestyle. So first of all, actually before the war, Dr. Mark Morris, who was a beautiful, lovely, very kind veterinarian, he recognized that dogs needed, that it would be convenient for pet parents, for pet owners, to have a easy, accessible, shelf-stable, quote-unquote, dog food. So Mark Morris was actually the guy that originally invented the very first bag of, quote, prescription food. Dr. Mark Morris partnered with Mr. Hill. Mr. Hill owned a packing plant in Topeka, Kansas. So he was able to partner with a slaughterhouse, get all the leftover, you know, abscesses, tumors, disease, pieces, parts, beaks, eyes, nose, hooves, tails. He could take everything that Mr. Hill wasn't using in human meat, in the human meat industry, and he was able to partner with a veterinarian that he could convert it into dog food. So that was kind of the beginning of the, quote, pet food industry, which is it's going to be a $60 billion a year industry as of next year. That's quite a rapid growth in the last 100 years. I mean, it's substantial. And then needless to say, when the war broke out and we needed to be able to not use any type of metal for canned foods, that was kind of the ad. All of that metal was used for creating artillery and weaponry
tanks
for the war.
And right,
then
right.
That's when dry food came about. And dry food really allowed the pet food industry to expand because you could take all of these rendered moldy grains, corn, wheat, rice, soy, combine it with a synthetic multivitamin, and then you can extrude it at high temperatures, and you have a shelf-stable food for 2, 3, 4 years that you just put in the pantry, take a scoop out of the bag, dump it in the bowl, and you're done. And what's fascinating to me, completely fascinating, is that in a 100 years period of time, veterinary medical doctors have actually and very successfully completely brainwashed five generations of pet parents that this little brown inorganic overprocessed shelf stable for 20 years, kibble will last 20 years, that we've actually convinced you that that's all dogs need to thrive.
It's a
and
joke.
And it's shocking. Like,
it's
I look around, where's the common sense here? It's gone, right? It's totally gone.
There's no critical thinking any longer. Whenever we get into this exact discussion, and we've, over the past 11 years, I've had this discussion many times, I say, who is cleaning the teeth of wolves? Who's expressing their anal glands? Oh, my
yep.
God. That's got to be the fun job. Who does that in Wyoming? Goes and expresses?
Yep.
No. You know what? They aren't eating crap, so they don't need to be fixed all the time.
That's exactly right. Their bodies don't break because they're living above the level of disease, right? And so the only time the body starts breaking is when they're in a suboptimal either metabolic environment or we've got environmental toxins, we've got issues peripherally affecting a systemic immune system. When the body is left to do its own thing and being nourished cellularly appropriately, the body doesn't break. We know the body actually thrives under those circumstances. But very few pet owners are partnered with veterinarians that are intentionally helping those owners make the very best choices. Most veterinarians, and this kills me to say it, but a lot of veterinarians, they're not intentionally trying to keep animals sick, but many veterinarians are just fine with the average dog or cat paying a visit to their hospital 6 or 8 times a year because that's just, you know, another visit.
Can I say something, Karen?
Yeah.
Okay, so doing this for as long as I have, I get a lot of people who reach out to me with weird illnesses. They're sent away from their doctors and, you know, they have no hope and they have no help and they're just asking questions and stuff like that. And, you know, I think to myself, like, when you listen to this, they don't think nutrition has anything to do with this disorder. They just don't. And the reality is that they actually wear their illnesses like a badge on their sleeve. I know people who brag, well, I'm getting the morphine pump next week for
yep.
my pain. You know what? In some sick, perverse, you know, Munchausen syndrome way, I think people love that they take I've got to take my dog again. He needs another surgery. And this is sad because in that Munchausen by proxy way, they actually thrive on the fact that their pets are sick. Am I off base on this?
Well, actually, my take on that is that people have been so conditioned that sick animals are the status quo. I think from my perspective, an accurate assessment is that pet parents, dog owners, and cat owners too, of course, have been conditioned that your dog is going to be average, get a myriad of inflammatory-based chronic degenerative diseases. First, they're going to get fat, then they're going to get arthritis, then the allergies come up, then you struggle with chronic ear infections, chronic skin and coat problems, a lot of itchy dogs. Then the IBD comes in. You've got chronic vomiting, chronic diarrhea, and that this is all totally normal.
Right.
And I think the biggest issue is it's like, listen, this is never how dogs and cats were meant to be. It was never how our bodies were meant to be, but because veterinarians have convinced, you know, this is the state of health for dogs and cats, pet owners assume that it's normal, and there's nothing normal about chronic disease.
And the frustration I'm suffering from right now is the fact that we're seeing exactly the same phenomena, the same model in humans, and they blindly accept that their diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, is just unavoidable, and you just got to take Humira. Look, I have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about somebody who's doing it right, and that is the Keto Pet Sanctuary. I want to talk about them for a little bit because I know that that's your focus for the next year. We're talking with Dr. Karen Becker. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of the ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana button.
banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Karen Becker. We're talking about pet food, which is very important because it's where pet disease comes from. Just like human food causes human disease. This is easy stuff. The reason that people aren't seeing it is because they don't want to see it, because we're talking about billion-dollar businesses that just don't want to change directions now. And while they fight against it, so many of the big companies are now trying to come out with their own raw diets because they're getting it. Shame on them. Shame on them. But anyway, let's talk about something that does get it right, and that is the Keto Pet Sanctuary. So what are you going to be doing with them? And let's give people, for those who don't know about it, it's where this whole process of using the ketogenic diet as an intervention to treat cancer and using dogs as the models started from the folks back at Quest Nutrition. What are you going to be doing with them, Dr. Becker?
Well, so first of all, Carl, you bring up some super great points. So some of these major health issues going on in humans are absolutely being reflected in North American pets as well. The obesity rate, 2 out of 3 dogs are fat, 2 out of 3 humans are fat. The cancer rate in dogs is actually the highest of any species on the planet, which is 1 in 2 dogs will die of cancer. It's massive. So you hit the nail on the head that human diseases are, we are creating those exact same metabolic diseases in our pet populations. And I really admire Cuta Pet Sanctuary because these guys, which are really, it's a nonprofit organization that is kind of backed by the Epigenics Foundation, which in epigenics, their focus is really working on identifying metabolic, the pathways to be able to help improve metabolic diseases, including cancer, by changes in diet and our approach to cancer. So I admire what both of these amazing nonprofits are doing. Part of the reason I was really wanted to get involved with Keto Pets was for kind of a threefold reason. Number one, I was told in vet school, Carl, that dogs being evolutionarily adapted for starvation, that carnivores could not go into ketosis. And that still is a very prevalent thought process today in veterinary medicine.
Wait. Explain why that, why would an animal could eat a high fat portion of a carcass, and why would they impair their ability to go into ketosis?
Well, so what I was taught in vet school now 20, you know, I started vet school 25 years ago about, and what the thought process was is that because dogs and cats can go for, you know, a tremendously long period of time without necessarily consuming any food, that their bodies would not be able to produce the level of ketones that humans evolutionarily could as a means of coping with potential starvation, as a means of maintaining yourself metabolically in a state of forced fasting. Well, here's what's interesting. Keto Pets single-handedly has proven this theory wrong, which I love. What Keto Pets has found is that the four or five published journal articles on measuring ketones and ketogenic diets in pets, first of all, the studies were basically flawed. They were not set up correctly in that they were not restricting carbohydrates. And you know, of course,
how you going to get an animal to go into ketosis,
right,
if you're giving them carbohydrates?
Without restricting carbs, exactly. So this information, so just so you know, the veterinary community, this entire concept of nutritional ketosis is very confusing because the only word ketosis that veterinarians are familiar with is diabetic ketoacidosis.
Yeah, acidosis, right.
So veterinarians are very confused. In fact, veterinarians just hear the word, I can't even tell you, this last year, the number of times I've mentioned the word nutritional ketosis, and they're like, oh God, that's the worst thing you could do. In fact, I just heard a veterinarian 2 weeks ago in a webinar say the worst thing you could ever do for a diabetic dog is put them into nutritional ketosis because you'll kill them twice as fast. That's how little knowledge she had of really understanding what nutritional ketosis is. Veterinarians just don't get it. So I am really excited about partnering with Keto Pets because part of my mission, a huge part of my mission, is education. And veterinarians are confused. There's a lot of erroneous information about nutritional ketosis. Not to mention veterinarians have a really underlying propensity to fear ketosis because all we ever see are, you know, type 2 diabetics that are in diabetic ketoacidosis because of unregulated diabetes. So part of my passion is clearing up some of this confusion around the entire topic of ketosis. And the thing I love about Keto Pets is that really, they set up this amazing nonprofit facility. They rescued terminal dogs, homeless terminal dogs. They went around to shelters in the U.S., found dogs with stage 3 and 4 cancer, adopted them, gave them standard of care, perfect, amazing care in this state-of-the-art facility with CT, PET scanners. And then they rearranged these dogs' macronutrients. They put these dogs on a fresh living whole food diet, but a ketogenic diet. And their thought was, we know that ketogenic diets are beneficial in helping to slow down cancer growth, most types of cancer growth in humans. They were just wondering if potentially it worked in dogs. Now, you have to remember, the entire veterinary community said it absolutely would not work, and the entire veterinary community still is very, very skeptical. But I love it, because Keto Pets is not just proving them wrong. They're kind of taking veterinary oncology by storm, because veterinarians don't know what to do with this. We're like, oh, my gosh, first of all, we were told that nutritional ketosis can't happen, and so we know that that's wrong. Number two, you hit the nail on the head, Carl, just a few minutes ago. What you said was many, many, many doctors, including almost all veterinarians, we don't correlate disease with nutrition. So veterinarians, in fact, I've been traveling with Rodney Abib around the world talking with some of the top veterinary oncologists because Rodney's making a dog cancer documentary and it's coming out in a few months. We've had the privilege of talking to some of the top veterinary oncologists in the world. And my question to them is, how does diet influence cancer growth? And do you know that every single veterinarian, Carl, that we interviewed, I had to almost like leave the room. They looked me in the eyes and they said, what you feed your dog doesn't matter in preventing cancer.
See,
and once your dog gets cancer, food is totally irrelevant. Food will not heal, harm, or influence your dog in any way. That's the consensus.
This is the arrogance that has gotten us to where we are today as a civilization. This arrogance that we think that because we can reason and create books and educational cultures and curriculum that we just know it all. We are human. We know it all. Nature, God, back up, because we are so much smarter than you. We are going to change you. And then we hit the wall and go, oh, poopy. Like,
yeah,
this is backfiring in a big way. I thought, no, you thought wrong. Doctors don't pay attention to evolution.
They
doctors don't pay attention to nutrition.
No,
and those two go hand in hand together.
They do. They do. But, Carl, one step beyond, at least for humans, here's my thought, with totally ignorant humans, you have a voice. You are in charge of your own body. You do not abdicate your health to any physician on the planet. We are 100% in charge of making our bodies thriving, well, whole, and undiseased. That's up to us. I would never advocate you go to your human MD and say, doctor, I'm going to rely on you to keep me healthy. It's our responsibility to keep ourselves healthy. And if we're not healthy, then it's our responsibility to go get enough knowledge to be able to fix ourselves. Of course, we should partner with knowledgeable medical doctors who can make really good decisions and coaching us which way to go. But said and done, our health is our responsibility. But here's the kicker, Carl. In veterinary medicine, we hold dogs and cats captive in our homes. Dogs and cats would never voluntarily choose to eat the crappy foods people are buying in these big box stores. But you have to remember, when you have one dish and one bowl of food and one type of food going into that dish, your options are eat that food or don't eat that food and die. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can. There was a little click off there. I
okay.
Don't know if you got a call waiting.
Yeah, and so interestingly, dogs and cats don't have a choice of what goes into their
dish. But here's what's happening today. And I've actually been using this term, for those who've been listening to the show, probably for the past 5 or 6 years now. I said, you know what? The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. It's not famine. It's not the ice age. It's the science. It's the information that you will use for the foundation of the decisions that you make that will either allow you to live a long, healthy life or kill you. And that is the problem with the humans today, and that's the problem with the pets that they are guardians for.
Yes, and so don't you, I think that you would have to agree with me. If you are going to take on the massive responsibility of caring for another life, whether it's your kid, two or four-legged, whether your kid has fur and four legs, or whether your kid has skin and two legs, it is our utmost responsibility. If we are in charge of another being's life, we better darn well make sure we are making excellent decisions. And this is where the system fails in veterinary medicine. Veterinarians say, no, you rely on me to give you nutritional information. But then when you ask your veterinarian about nutrition, what they say is nutrition doesn't matter. Well, heck, you know that is not true. If you have any common sense left in your noodle, you understand that the foods that you choose to nourish your dogs and cats with, well, absolutely, that's the difference between facilitating a functional healing response or the beginning of metabolic disease, which ultimately will cut your dogs and cats' life short with a myriad of health issues before they die.
But see, I look at this the same way I look at what's going on in the human population. I look at this differently, slightly differently. There are people out there who have the best of intentions to do the best things for their dogs, but they are being lied to by a sinister affiliation of industry and groups that perpetrate the passage of the bad information on for the gain of money. And so these people, if you ask them, like, under hat number one is something that won't work, but we'll tell you it'll work. And under hat number two is something that actually will work, but we won't tell you. Which one do you want? No, I want to know what's under hat number two. I don't care what you know. I want to know the truth about saving my dog or cat's life. And the reality is that the veterinarians out there are going to have to start to be accountable for the information that they pass along to their patients.
Yep. And so I could not agree with you more. And most importantly, Carl, pet parents, pet owners are going to have to recognize that there is a gigantuan organization called the PFI, the pet food industry. The pet food industry is run, in essence, 90% of pet foods are controlled by five giant, massive international companies. So they have a monopoly of producing 90% of the commercially available dog and cat foods on the market are produced by the top candy bar and, you know, Colgate, Palmolive, and Mars. You know, we have a lot of really big organizations producing a lot of very poor quality dog and cat foods. And what happens is they're not about to shift the story that they're telling you. So the pet food industry is funneling a tremendous amount of erroneous information. The veterinarian does not have adequate nutrition training in vet school. Veterinarians are not intentionally lying to their clients. They don't have enough nutrition background to be able to make intelligent, wise decisions. So the frustration is you have a pet food industry that's now leading ignorant veterinarians, and that's a deadly partnership.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what's going on.
It sounds like the pharmaceutical industry on the human side. This is, you know what? I can't help but laugh, and it's not because it's funny. It's like everything that they've given us humans, now we're giving it to our pets. Oh, I wish I could curse, but this is a family show. Okay. All right. Look, I want to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Leave.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Karen Becker about pet food right now and about Keto Pet Sanctuary, which you can find if you Google Keto Pet Sanctuary, K-E-T-O. I've actually been in the car when Daniel Orego has triaged. Someone has been told that their pet has cancer. The veterinarian gives them a very poor prognosis. The standard of care is to do things that harm the pet and probably shorten its life. And so they start searching around, and somehow they bump into Keto Pet Sanctuary, and they call, and then Daniel Orego calls them back, and he triages them. And a lot of people say, you know, can I just do this at home? Do I have to send? And after Daniel hangs up with them, he tells me, he says, you know, with all the good intention that they have of helping their pet, they probably won't do it. They won't, because there's some difficulty to it, and also they feel like they're hurting their pet by like restricting the food.
Right.
I mean, so but what about, so from a standpoint of that, do you think that if you really care about your pet, do you have to put them in Keto Pet Sanctuary? Can you do it at home? Can you make your own diet at home?
Yeah. So first of all, you absolutely can institute a nutritional ketosis through a ketogenic meal plan. But Daniel is right, and that's part of the reason I'm partnering with Keto Pets, is I want to help veterinarians get this. I want to help veterinarians understand the hows and whys of how to institute a ketogenic diet, because if veterinarians can help coach their clients through it, then they have a better support system. Right now, because Keto Pets are the only people in the world that have proven that ketogenic diets are very therapeutic in treating cancer, not just reversing it, but if the animal is indeed end stage and has a terrible prognosis, you can dramatically extend their quality of life by beginning a ketogenic diet. But Dan's right, it has to be done correctly. And what happens is most people can't bear to restrict some of those milk bones or those carby treats. So in essence, what veterinarians also, that are proactive veterinarians that are beginning to institute the ketogenic diet for cancer therapy, what we tell our clients is this: if you do not have willpower, if you are incapable of having boundaries with feeding your dogs foods that will make the cancer worse, then don't bother instituting the ketogenic diet, because you have to do it right or we don't want you to do it at all. So the cool thing about Keto Pets is they're absolutely committed in helping people to do it right, but then it comes down to boundaries and self-control. When you are alone with your dog in your house and your dog is staring at the treat jar, it's up to you to be able to have enough self-control to not dole out those treats. And if you think about it, if your dog is fighting for their life, if your dog has cancer, there's no reason that you should not have boundaries in recognizing that every single thing you put into your dog's mouth will either kill it or eventually heal him or her, depending on what you choose. So in those situations where your dog is fighting for its life, it's shocking to me the number of people that don't have self-control, but, Carl, they don't have it for their own bodies.
That's what I'm listening to you, right? I'm thinking, hey, Dr. Becker, what do you call that when you superimpose human feelings onto an animal? There's a psychological name for that.
So anthropomorphize is when you characterize animals with human emotion.
There you go. So what happens is this same person struggles with not eating
the food that has made them 60 pounds overweight, and they look at their pet, and in their mind they're thinking, oh, he wants, oh, let me give him the milk. Let me give him the rest of this cake. Oh, come on. They can't control their own appetite for the things that are harming them. How do we expect them to control what they're giving to their pet?
Exactly. And do you know, Carl, this has happened. Keto Pets has a couple of really heartbreaking, devastating case studies where Keto Pets took these people's dogs. They cured them of cancer. They gave them back to their owners 4 months later, and those people did not have the self-control, and they doled out a bunch of carbohydrate-based milk, you know, cookies, treats, milk bones. Do you know that those dogs were verified on CT PET scans, cured of cancer, and within 4 months, both of those dogs had come
cancer
out of remission,
again.
And they had full-blown cancer because their owners could not administer, I mean, they had no control over self-control.
Think about this. I'm aware of those situations. Think about that. To the people that are listening to the show right now, think about that. The dogs were cured of cancer. The tumors were gone. Everything was back to normal. All these people had to do was continue to feed the dog the way that nature intended. Thank you. That actually cured the dog's cancer, and they couldn't resist but to give the dog this stuff and give their dog cancer again.
Yep. Shocking and devastating. Devastating, of course. You know who loses in that? The dogs lose. And Keto Pets, who busted their buns for 4 months, Keto Pets does everything top-notch. They're measuring blood sugar twice a day. They're exercising those dogs. They're measuring each caloric proportion of exactly what macronutrient those dogs need a day to make sure that they're dialing in the very best targeted nutrition for the neoplastic process occurring in that dog. Keto Pets is on their game, and Keto Pets is 100% committed, and the dogs are 100% committed. The patients are incredibly compliant, so everyone's working together except the pet owner, when they've been given a second, these animals have been given a second chance at life, and the pet owner drops the ball. It's devastating.
It's sad.
It really is.
Home diets, are they practical?
Yeah, exactly. So, but those, thankfully, there are some people that do have an aspect of self-control, and they're capable of recognizing that this is the difference between life and death for my dog, and so they institute the diet with excellent precision, and they execute the diet beautifully, and they see fantastic results. Yes, it can be done, but here's the issue with home-prepared diets. Number one, you have to make sure you're following a recipe that is nutritionally balanced. You can't leave out nutrients that provide the dog vitamin D and calcium and some of those really important critical nutrients for a functional immune system response. So number one, if you can't wing it, if you guys are listening to this broadcast and you think, oh my gosh, I've been feeding my pets a commercially available crappy, poor quality kibble, I'm going to change their diet, awesome. But we want to make sure that if you are going to home prepare a meal, you are following a nutritionally balanced recipe, number one. Number two, if you can't, there are amazing companies out there. They're like Raw Bistro. Raw Bistro Pet Fair is a company out of Minnesota that does farm-to-table organic meats, organic human-grade veggies. They produce this beautiful raw frozen diets that you can buy and feed your dog, and all the guesswork is taken out of it. However, Carl, you hit the nail on the head. What if you live in the middle of Wyoming and you don't have access to an upscale pet boutique? You don't even have access to a Walmart in some situations to feed terrible quality, rendered poor quality foods. The big question is, what do I do? Well, there's a company called Darwin's Pet Products that has human grade, same thing, organic, fresh meat, nutritionally balanced diets, and they will ship them to your door. So if all else fails, and if you're looking for a company that will drop ship balanced, fresh, living whole meals to your door, check out Darwin's as well. But making dog and cat food yourself is not that hard. It just takes a little bit of time, a little bit of energy, and of course you've got to make sure you're following a recipe. Most people don't nourish their own body. They don't take time to nourish their own bodies well, and that, of course, rubs off on their pets. They don't take time necessarily to invest in making sure that they're nourishing their dogs or cats excellently. So if you're going to do homemade diets for your pets, you've got to do them right.
And is there any place they can go to find out what doing it right is, how much it is, how much of that?
Yep. Yeah, so I did write a cookbook, Dr. Becker's Real Food for Pets. However, I have to give a small disclaimer. AFCO, which is the American Association of Feed Control Officials, AFCO is the private organization that sets some bare minimum PEP recommendations. Every couple years when AFCO updates their nutritional recommendations, I rewrite my cookbook. So I will tell you this to all those readers. I have a really nice nutritionally balanced, species-appropriate cookbook. But it's currently being rewritten, so hold tight for 3 months. You can, and it will be re-released right now. You can still buy copies. They're out there, but they're just god awful, super expensive. So I do have a cookbook. It's in its fifth edition. It's 18 years out. It's probably one of the top cookbooks in the country because you can, you can feed the meals raw. There's dog and cat recipes. There's whole bone poultry recipes as well as beef and turkey recipes. So it's a variety of different recipes that you can make for your dogs. If you're not committed to making a nutritionally balanced meal at home, then you at least getting your dogs and cats off of dry food and onto canned food is the first step, and then from canned food to a dehydrated food, and then from dehydrated food to a fresh food diet. That's kind of what I call working up the food chain.
Yeah, got to titrate
which is, if every dollar you have, if you can apply that to better quality foods, that's a dollar less in vet bills you're going to be paying down the road.
Okay, so first question, is it practical to feed a dog a species-appropriate diet of high-quality foods at the same dollar amount that I'm buying Purina Poopy Chow right now?
Great question. It will always be more expensive to nourish your dog and cat's body well over the crappy, Purina science that you can do, but that you're buying at the local store, it will always be more expensive to nourish your pet on a cellular level, period. Just like it's more expensive for you to nourish your body well. We can go through the dollar menu right now. We could feed our kids for the rest of their lives off the dollar menu. We could feed the whole family for $9.
Yeah, their lives will be nice and short, too.
Exactly, yeah, and you go to the doctor a lot. And that's exactly what's happening in veterinary medicine. By you going to a big box store and buying anything off the shelf, your veterinarian will love you because it just creates a sick, debilitated animal. And so, of course, when you buy human grade, now I have to point out the human grade thing because, Carl, most people don't realize every ingredient that goes into 99% of pet foods is rendered. Rendered means not approved for human consumption, which means it's everything that's rejected in the human food industry goes into pet food.
Yeah, and then they process it in a way where it doesn't look like the crap that it really is.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
One other thing here. And we've done numerous shows in the past couple of years, the emerging science in high heat cooking. High heat cooking actually can change healthy oils into harmful oils like trans fats. Every time you if you heat up olive oil, it'll develop trans fats. And we know that when you high heat cook meat or anything else, it develops advanced glycation end products that the body just can't get rid of. And this accumulates as biometabolic waste accumulates in cells. And guess what? It causes a lot of disease states. And if you have dark liver spots on your skin, you are seeing advanced glycation end products in your skin. It's happening inside your body as well. And so that stuff that they're feeding dogs is the reason why dogs are getting cancer. So those advanced we're like overloading them with AGEs and going, hey, too bad.
We are. In fact, Carl, what research shows is the average bag of dry kibble, so crunchy, dry pelleted food, those raw ingredients, so the rendered corn, wheat, and rice, as well as the rendered abscesses and tumors, the meats that go into those raw materials have been cooked on average 4 times before they get in to the extruder. The extruder extrudes those foods to make the kibble at 460 degrees. And the level of heterocyclic amines, so when you heat proteins to very high temperatures, the end byproduct is a carcinogenic substance called heterocyclic amines. When you heat starches to very high temperatures, the end byproduct are acrylamides.
Right.
As well as, like you said, we've got these advanced glycation end products. We've got these toxic reactions occurring at very high temperatures. And so the average dog or cat out of a bag of kibble is getting 140 times more than the human legal limit of these toxic byproducts. And yet, no one's measuring them. If you were to call Purina and say, hey, are you happening to measure the advanced glycation end products? Are the HAs coming out of your food? Heck no, they're not going to check because the pet food industry knows that there are toxic products out there. But I guess if they don't check, then they don't have to disclose. And if they don't disclose and no one's talking about it, you're going to continue buying it. I'm doing the very first study ever in this country, ever. I'm doing a fundraiser starting May 21st. I'm partnering with the Companion Animal Nutrition and Wellness Institute. It's called CanWe. We are raising $100,000, and I'm partnering with two board-certified veterinary nutritionists, Dr. Joe Barges out of University of Georgia and Dr. Donna Radadic. We are completing studies on the amount of advanced glycation end products in dry foods, canned foods, and fresh foods.
Good.
And yeah, good is right.
And then you could do it. And then you could do it on some human foods too, because we need to. This is
how we do.
So wait, I got to ask you a question because we're running low on time here, right? As a hunter, I used to encounter wild dogs all the time, and I would encounter deer carcasses that they had run down, and they usually eat the viscera first, and then they move to the back legs, and then they leave most of the carcass there for the small animals to come. When are dogs, and let's focus on dogs, when are dogs eating vegetables?
So first of all, dogs in the wild, so my undergrad degree is in wildlife biology. I will tell you as a wildlife biologist, wild dogs, dingoes, jackals, coyotes, wolves, they all forage on grasses, berries, and acorns, seeds, and nuts, depending on season of variability, trace mineral requirements, and then what season it is. So all dogs have been documented to consume some grasses for digestion,
yes,
potassium, digestive enzymes, chlorophyll. So both dogs and cats, actually, wild felids as well, have been documented to occasionally nibble certain vegetable matter for roughage, in essence, as well. So they a lot of animals.
But why aren't we putting grass instead of potatoes?
Great question. Why aren't we picking? So let's just cover quickly what a species appropriate diet is, Carl. That's for dogs. So dogs and cats do not have a carbohydrate requirement, a starch requirement. So the evolutionary diet of a dog is about 50% of the calories from fat, 50% of the calories from protein, and a starch consumption less than 4%. The average dog food on the market is between 40 and 65% starch.
Yeah, I know.
So if you're going to feed a dog or cat 50% starch and their requirement is none, of course you're going to have diabetes, cancer, and obesity, because that's what carbs do. They make animals fat and sick. Dogs and cats don't even have a carb requirement. So the bigger question is, why are we feeding them potatoes anyway? We shouldn't.
Right.
Be.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not,
yep.
You know, I did, I sent you a mem. You were over in London, I think, that I did a few years ago that said, no farmer ever opened his front door and said, those darn wild dogs ate all my corn again. And there's
exactly
a reason for that, because dogs don't eat corn if given the choice.
Right, right. But then that goes back to, we hold them captive in our homes and we say, eat a corn-based diet,
yeah,
or die, and dogs will eat it to sustain life,
this
but
is
they will
so
not eat
sad.
It to thrive, right?
You know what? So look, one of the things that we believed in on this show for a long time is the power of the grassroots. The grassroots actually will change industries, right? When you start telling the people that you buy your pet food from that I don't want this kibble anymore because I've heard it's bad for my dog, they're going to push back, but you don't have to defend yourself. You defend yourself. You have your voice heard by where you spend your money. Go to companies
right,
like Darwin. What's the other one that delivers?
Yeah, Raw Bistro.
Raw Bistro. Go to these companies. And you know what? This is something that we all believe in the Superhuman Nation, right? Do it for 2 weeks and see what happens. Feed your dog a diet of a healthy, high quality raw diet from one of these two, Darwin or
Raw Bistro. Yep,
Raw Bistro.
Bistro.
I got to slap myself in the head, tapping. Wait, 1, 2, 3, Raw Bistro. So now just go there, feed your dog for a couple weeks, see if there's any change. Change
yeah,
in their coat, their lethargy, their poop. Look at their poop. Dogs should not have poop that looks like it's coming out of a soft serve custard machine. Just so you know,
that's right.
I've seen the poop of wild dogs. It's hard formed. It's well formed. It's hard. It's not mush. You don't have to wash your dog's butt when you get him back in the house. If that's happening, that food is not right for your dog.
Yep. Or if your dog's shedding, but if your dog is gassy, farty, belchy, which shouldn't happen, right? The reason dogs are gassy, farty, belchy is they're eating way too much carbs. The reason dogs shed constantly is they're so deficient in critical omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are totally destroyed by the heat processing in pet foods. So if you will make the commitment, just like you said, Carl, all of these companies offer incentive for first-time buyers because they want you to physically see the changes that will happen. Your dogs and cats will fall in love with this food, number one. Number two, their skin and coat changes immediately. Shedding's cut in half. They quit farting. Most of the GI disturbances from eating a biologically inappropriate diet go away. And what you see is this unbelievable level of health that you didn't think was possible just by feeding an animal what it was designed to eat.
And as as these big companies start losing dollars at the counter and the checkout, they'll start asking, well, what do we have to give them that they'll buy? And then the truth will, this is how we change an industry from the grassroots bottom up. You need to share this show with as many people that as you know that have pets. By the way, someone in my audience that's getting a pet soon, I want you to, if you get a small dog, I want you to name the dog Gassy Farty Belchy and send a picture of the dog to me and we'll put him up on the Superhuman Radio website because I think that's a great, for a Jack Russell Terrier, a little salty kind of dog. Yeah,
GFB
Gassy Farty Belchy. Yeah, that's a great name.
GFB. Yes.
I want to thank you for what you do. By the way, if you have not watched the movie, it's on Netflix. It's a documentary called Pet Fooled. You must watch it. Your passion is infectious. Your passion comes across. Your authenticity comes across. You're a great spokesperson for this cause. And anything the show can do to help you, I'm interested in doing, okay?
Well, I tell you, I appreciate your support. The fact that we are building a community of cognizant, intelligent people that are making entirely different choices because they know better, that is where the real food revolution comes in. And I'm just so glad that you're welcome and open to including pets in the mission.
Oh, I've been doing shows about pets forever because I started seeing it years ago. Our pets get the same disease as we do.
Right.
So we actually did a show 3 years ago about feeding your dog raw meats, going to find a butcher and buying scrap meat and stuff like that. And I got emails. I had a girl send me a picture of a Harlequin Great Dane puppy with a turkey bone in his mouth. And she said to me, the dog has never looked and acted better because they thought the dog was hyperactive.
Right.
But once they got the corn-based diet out of the dog's life, the dog was like great. He was a great dog.
Yep, exactly. So you will not believe the person, the physical changes, emotional, mental, you will just see an entirely different creature emerge when you ditch the processed, poor quality, you know, food, and when you switch to an evolutionarily appropriate diet, you will be amazed across the board. So is it more expensive? Yes. But ultimately, will you have a longer-lived pet with significantly fewer health issues? Yes. So the trade-off is pay your veterinarian or pay your food bill. But I would rather have you pay a food bill and have a vibrantly healthy pet that lives twice its lifespan, right?
And let's be honest. We always find money for the things that we really, really, really want. That's the God's honest truth. And
that
your
is the
pet really, really, really wants to live healthy. And I, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, Dr. Becker, but I can channel pets and I hear them all right now, saying, yes, Carl, tell them we want to live healthy, feed us a healthy diet. So I'm actually the pet whisperer right now.
So I like this and I believe that you have channeled them correctly.
Yes.
And I also think this. I think that dogs and cats are really good at kind of not complaining. Part of the reason we love them is they love us unconditionally. So whether we put crappy food in the bowl or whether we feed them a biologically appropriate, ancestrally correct diet, they're going to love us either way. The difference is we have an obligation, in my opinion, to give them the best quality of life possible. And cheating them on nutrition is not owing up to our responsibility. So I think just reevaluating, yes, it's more expensive, but reevaluating the fact that we have committed to caring for these animals to the best of our ability for their whole lives. We owe it to them. Once we know better, we will do better, and we owe it to them to feed them better across the board.
Thanks, Dr. Becker.
Thank you for hosting me.
Take care. We're going to say goodbye now. We've actually taken this right to the end of the show. Also want to thank Dr. Mark Gordon and Andrew Marr for coming on. If you want to help out the veterans with their TBI issues, you can go to waftbi.org. So check them out. We'll see you by tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.